Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Is it better to say Happy Holidays, or is it still okay to say Merry Christmas? Colburn, Ontario country artist Don Murdoch is here to share his new song, Christmas to Me, and the inspiration behind it. Welcome, Don.
Good evening, Dave. How are you tonight?
Hey, doing great here, and it's a pleasure to have you on. You've been on, of course, before on several occasions, and now you're here to talk about a brand new Christmas song.
Yeah, it's... We decided this year that that we'd like to release a Christmas song. It's been on, started writing it about a year ago, but we never got around to it because of our release with Don't Call Me a Hero, and that was one of our focuses. And then I got together with my co-writer and producer, Brian Dolfo, at Cafe Music in Belleville there, and I said, Brian, this is what I've been working on here. And about a couple months ago, I think, or maybe August or September, we got hammering it out, and we do what we usually do. A couple of co-writers get together, and we have the idea, and by the end of it, we felt like we'd come up with a pretty decent set of lyrics and put some music to it and send her on its way.
It's amazing, and you've been getting a lot of attention for this song because there are Christmas songs, and then there's one like this that has a stance to it, I guess. It's attacking political correctness. And I'm going to let you take the story further, but that, you've been getting a lot of write-ups in newspapers and attention over the song.
Yeah, well, actually, we're pretty, on one way, we're pretty quite flattered with all the attention we're getting as an indie artist to be able to have national exposure and two national papers plus a national radio station picked it up. And we were advertised there all last Friday, and it was the majority of our song was played on their commentary that they were doing. And we were also on another talk show happening in Ottawa, too, at the same time, and they used our song for that, too. So we're pretty impressed as indie artists getting your name out, because I think for exposure it's really good that way.
And yeah, for sure.
But I guess it all depends. Like, it's a topic, I guess this so-called war on Christmas has been going on for a lot of years now, and it's certainly not with Brian and I's song that we just released. We may have refueled some of it, or maybe hit something on the head with it as well. Because as you get into the song and you go with the lyrics and everything, for me it was just all about like I said, maybe a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. But the big thing is, I just wanted always everybody to say, okay, like, we all have respect for each other. I respect whatever celebration you're doing through the course of your year. When it comes to December the 25th, and I just noticed on the calendar, it's still called Christmas Day to me. And so I celebrate it for me personally, the birth of the baby boy, and it's Christmas, and it's always going to be known for Christmas as me. So I respect your opinion, and I just ask you to respect mine. And why should we have to change?
That's a great way of summing it up and expressing it. And obviously a lot of people, Don, feel the way that you do because you've heard feedback from people from the call-in shows and different things. So you have hit a nerve with this because a lot of people are fed up with, stuff over the last, I don't know how many years now, when people are trying to tone down the Christmas in Christmas.
What I'm finding from all the emails we're getting and all the feedback we are getting from people that are supporting the Christmas side of things, it's just how they're all feeling the same way. And I had a couple comments was pretty pleasing as me as an artist saying, we lost a great one this year. Last year was Stompin' Tom, and he told the story with his music. And one of my comments was, you're going to be the Stompin' Tom of Canada, because we need somebody like you to express our feelings like he did. And it was quite a compliment that I got from one person like that anyway.
And, that's a great way of putting it. And that's really a great role for you and for any singer-songwriter to tap into something like this, that you are expressing what people are feeling, kind of unites people behind the song and the message.
Well, along the same note, Dave, with more comments that you're getting, because we're getting them not necessarily from the local press and everything, but because the song is striking, has been picked up by Christmas stations and one of the largest Christmas networks around the world. And we're getting comments from all over the world, actually, on it, and all through the states and Canada. And people
right.
are saying the same thing, like, you know, I'm so proud that you guys did this. And I'm actually, one another comment that it's off the top of my head was, I'm not going to shop anywhere this year that doesn't say Merry Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
I thought, well, yeah. That was quite to the point, that one.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's called voting with your money, right? People are going to take a stance that way.
And that's how their stance was. And I think, like, for Brian and I, too, like, we got sort of caught up in all this. The songs got caught up in this debate. And, like, our full intention really was just on my side of it, and I believe on Brian's side, was just say, you know, just respect us for what we're trying to do with our end. We're here to celebrate Christmas, so... And with all the political correctness that is going on in the world, why do we have to change? And that's one of my questions, I guess, as an individual,
Other
than being an artist, is why is there the change? Why do we have
exactly.
to change? And I think that's probably
exactly.
It's probably on a lot of people's minds, and that's like, and we're getting actually thousands of comments and support from around the world, just supporting us. And obviously, sure, with any type of music like this, when you have two sides of the story, you're going to get negative comments too. It's just
you take it
as it comes, right?
Exactly. It opens up a debate anyway, and people can take sides. And of course, you know, not everybody agrees with the same sentiment.
Absolutely, and from day one, I agree 100%. And that's the beauty of living in Canada or a free country. Everybody has a right to their free opinion.
That's awesome, and I mean, the song just has so much to say, and we're going to hear you sing it in a few moments. You've explained it. Let's talk about Brian Dull for a few moments, because, of course, he's your producer and often co-writer, and, of course, he's a great supporter of the show, as you are, and always posting positive comments, so it's great to be supporting both of you. So talk about Brian and how great it is working with him. I assume it's great.
Well, actually, I just emailed Brian and just texted him before I come on talking to you, and I said, I'm going to blame it all on Brian. I haven't even got his response yet. I left my phone out there. No, very, very pleased, because actually when I first started this four years ago, or getting into this side of the business, that my extension of my lifelong dream, that one of the major labels that were very successful around the world, I sent some of my songs there, and he came back to me and he just said, Don, it's just the production and the quality wasn't there. And so, like any other indie artist that think the first thing they got playing all the time is the greatest thing for sliced bread, I almost went through the computer and going,
right.
But my next statement was, thank you very much. I really appreciate your feedback. It is important to me. And he got back right away and he says, well, I'm glad you thought like that, and you got me in touch with Brian as a person that he respected and could produce a good quality product. And so I got in touch with Brian, and since then we've been sort of thick as thieves and creating a good partnership and a good working relationship.
Yeah.
And, I can't say enough about Brian there, because he does a lot of stuff. He goes way beyond expectations. And hard work and everything that he does for me and supports the music. And I think we've got a good, long working relationship, and I hope one of these songs come out and we all get successful on it.
Well, that's awesome to hear, and a big hello to Brian, who I know is listening. Don, your website is donmurdockmusic.com. People can check out an album that you have out, and also Christmas to Me. They can hear it there as well. And there's some links to some of the newspaper articles online that have talked about the great song and the controversial song, a little bit of controversy in it. Let's share it now. This is Don Murdock, much more to come from him. This is Christmas to Me on In the Country.
It might be a holiday. Christmas to me. I'm filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. I remember as a child, every Christmas Eve, we'd sing our favorite carols as we decorate the tree. Mom would tell us stories, we'd bow our heads and pray. Jesus, our Savior, was born that holy day. We'd pray for peace in the world so all can enjoy the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of a baby boy. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. I'm filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Politicians try to tell us, take Christ out of the day, to hide all the symbols we used to celebrate. They say it might offend those who don't believe. Let me tell you, mister, now you're offending me. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Time filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Why must everything be politically correct? All we need to do is treat each other with some respect. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Time filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas, Christmas to me. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas indeed, and that is my guest from Colborne, Ontario. It's country artist Don Murdoch and his new song, Christmas to Me, which is getting a lot of press and headlines and a lot of people talking about the whole Christmas season and the message that he shares in there. And again, Don, as you mentioned earlier with Stomp and Tom, you're expressing something that a lot of people are feeling, and so a lot of people are on your side and at least getting a chance to voice their opinion on it.
Absolutely right, Dave, and I'm glad that you get get a lot of tremendous comments, and I read some of the feedback on some of the websites and everything too, other websites that are coming in, and you see all the comments, and they're behind the song 100%, and you see the conversations and the debates that they get into it, and I can respect everybody else's opinion, and I like the way the dialogue goes back and forth. And you see how two people, everybody's views on it are. And
like, yeah, exactly. I mean, you open up a discussion and you get the dialogue going. And as you said, I mean, it's just a chance for people to hopefully, in a peaceful way, exchange their thoughts on it.
Yeah, I believe there's got to be a common ground somewhere, because I think it's, as far as percentages are, the percentages I'm hearing are in favor of it. But that's because they're probably contacting me to be in favor of it. There's still,
right,
obviously, when it comes to the political side of things, you're going to have two sides to every story, and everybody has the right to have their own opinion on it, that's for sure.
Exactly.
But one of the things, too, I mentioned to you, too, a little bit earlier, I just come back from a senior citizens. I did a little bit of a charity Christmas concert there for them, and it was really good, and I says, well, I'm going to try to we're playing the traditional Christmas songs that everybody likes to hear at this time of year. And then I said, well, I'm going to give you this one here. We just released it. And I said, if you pick up the paper on Wednesday or Thursday this week, you're going to see my mug in it. So I don't want you to be too scared. So we sang it out to them. What they were doing, it was really funny because you could see the expression on their faces and just shaking their heads. Like, obviously, some of them are not all that well, but they could still understand the words and what was going on with it, and you could see them shaking their heads. And to me, that was just a sign of a whole generation, their whole life, that they probably don't even understand sometimes, like, where did the holiday come from anyway? It was always Merry Christmas to them guys. For the last 80, 90 years.
for sure. It's only been in the last number of years that there's sort of a bit of a controversy around it.
And that's the environment I always grew up in. I was born into a spiritual religious type life. That's what I had. And like everybody has their own childhood and their own beliefs and all that kind of thing. But mine was I was raised in. Well, I guess I can say a Catholic. Yeah, that's how I was raised. But it doesn't reflect a whole lot of my beliefs on a political side. It's just what I grew up to believe. That's what it was, and that's how I respected my family traditions and what we did. And I tried to capture some of it in the songs. You know, it's what we used to do. And then you just sit around and just to tell stories about the birth of Christ and all that stuff. And then we used to go to midnight mass and celebrate the stuff. And at one time, you'd be able to drive down the streets anywhere in any city and in front of the churches and all different types of things. And sometimes even in the municipal buildings, you'd see displays of the birth of a baby at Christmas Eve, which was celebrating the birth. And now you don't see a lot of that anymore. So, and again, I just say, why? Why did we have to make such a big drastic change? Who are we trying to please?
Right. Big question, not any easy answers, but you're opening up the dialogue.
Never an easy answer on that one, is there?
No, there isn't. We can't answer it, and nope. It's a question that you can ask, and try to get the feedback, of course. But just getting the song out there is doing a lot of good because people are talking about it. It's getting it out in the open and giving people who feel the same way, or even people who don't, as you said, a chance to express their opinion. But you're no stranger to songs with meaning, Don, because you've been on the show before. One of your songs that you have out, people can check out at donmurdockmusic.com, is Don't Call Me a Hero, which has so much meaning in it. And can you tell us a bit about that song? We won't be sharing it on the show today, but just give us some inspiration behind that.
That one was based on a true story where I got a hold with again with my co-writers there, Brian Dolphin, Marilyn Neal at the time on a cafe music as well. I sat down and wrote the story, and it was based on a true story where I lost a child in a fire when I was a firefighter, and just how I felt. I was always under the something haunted me forever on that one, and it was just the fact that it was always another question I wanted to get answered, and another one is you'll probably never get answered, and why do the young ones like that, why did the baby leave when there's people like myself that have the opportunity to live a lot of years in life, and why the young ones have to go so early? And I wanted to dedicate that song to her, and that turned out, and we released that one, and it did really well internationally on the radios and everything. It was the number one download here in Canada on DMDS. Seeing how that goes. And I know on different websites and everything, when I pass it on to firefighters around the world, they just fell in love with the whole song. There are statements like people coming back that I rode the trucks for 20 years, had a similar incident that happened to me, and since I heard your song, it was the first time I was able to cry in 20 years. That
wow.
type of sentiment. I had nurses come on, emergency room nurses that was saying it's so glad I could relate to that song. We had actually even had doctors, a couple doctor replies out of the whole thing. Majority was EMS and police and military personnel and firefighters. And a couple of the sites that we were on, I guess they're telling us when they released it, they were getting like 70,000 hits on one site and another 60,000 on another. I said, geez, too bad they didn't reflect on my YouTube. It's the
exactly.
same thing, but I guess when you go on one site, that's where they get the hits and the other one doesn't. I'm not sure how that all works
yet.
But,
yeah, it's all that technical stuff. But
yeah,
no, it's
nice
amazing.
To see about 200,000 hits on YouTube there.
Wouldn't that be? Exactly, to get to get it up high in the rankings. But, I mean, the song is so meaningful, and it's called Don't Call Me a Hero, and, again, DonMurdockMusic.com. People can hear the song there. But it must be so great, Don, to have songs like that to touch people. As you said, somebody who hadn't been able to cry in, like, 20 years. So your music is really making a difference in lives out there.
You know, and I think when we're I'm going to say yes to that one, just on the response from the hero, and obviously the comments we're getting back to CTM, a Christmas to me. But I think that's where Brian and I are trying to do is we're trying to relate when we're writing is to tell a story that's maybe happening in our lives and how we can relate it and how we can pass it on and put it into music. Because I'm still a firm believer, you know, a good song comes from a good story. That's how I relate to that.
And so many of the great country artists from the past are storytellers, and I know that you've been influenced by many of them. Let's talk about a few of those now, some of your influences, Don. For those tuning in who aren't familiar with you from past interviews or reading about you online, let's hear a little about the artists that influenced the music you're making.
Well, I think probably one of the biggest ones, it's when I grew up with my first love that I used to love all the time was Johnny Horton back in the day, and I'm probably dating myself, but I remember when I was a kid there, I wouldn't go to sleep until I heard one of his songs on the radio.
Right.
Do that. And then later on, obviously, I got into Johnny Cash was a big one, and a lot of people say I have a Johnny Cash tone to my voice, and that, so I must have had some sort of reflection of his type of music relating back through my vocals and that type of thing. And
yeah, for sure.
And obviously, you know, Merle for sure was definitely another big one for me. And then you had some of the earlier ones too that, you know, Webb Pierce and all those guys, I was still around the day when they were going, you know, early for me was George Jones, you know, on the earlier ones. And then it's like, did you happen to see Garth the other night? It was just like, we were, you know, Haggard and Jones, right?
That's right, the cross, Haggard and Jones.
Yeah, Haggard and
I
Jones.
I saw that was cool.
Yeah, but and lots of Canadian artists, too, that I remember playing, too, like George Hamilton the Fourth, that type of thing. I'm going back in the day a little bit there. But
For sure, but great artists.
You know, these are all people, and then you have so much. We're so blessed to have so many Canadian artists that have written and produced excellent songs that tell a story. And it's just not necessarily in the country genre either, but there's all kinds, so many of them that are out there that tell a good story, and a lot of country singers now are picking up some of the songs and bringing them over to the country side of things. And that's one thing we just noticed the other day too. That's we had our song crossed over. Actually, it got picked up by a easy listening radio station in Canada.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah, so we have a
crossing over.
Garth
Brooks and Shania, Don. You're right up there.
Yeah, that's what, because I watched the show and he said that. So I said that to Brian. We got a crossover, Brian.
That's awesome. It's great to see the music spread like that and to have that interest. And as you said, I mean, stories is what we love about country music, because whether we can relate to it, which is important, or even if it's a story that, you know, Folsom Prison Blues or something that, you know, many of us haven't been in prison, but we still appreciate the song because it's taking us somewhere.
And I agree totally. And there's so many, and I think back in the days, like they may have had an opportunity. You're coming, a lot of the great songs back to me when I was younger, you're coming with people that just come off of a major war. A lot of people lost things, and it's not to say it doesn't happen today, but that's during that those eras, and they lived in the dirty 30s, apparently that's what they used to call it. Can you spare a dime? And that's going on for a whole decade, and right now I don't think I know there's people out there that suffer all the time, but not like they did in the during those depression years where the whole countries were like that, and there's no place to work and all that type of thing. And then I think that's where a lot of the songs came. And then you had a lot of train songs, and we released a train song too. And then
that's
just
right.
Telling stories about people, the way of life, right? Lots of songs about people growing up in the farms or growing up down east or out west, wherever they grew up, and just how their life was in that environment. And I think people can relate to that. They may not relate it to that particular city, but they may be able to relate to, hey, I can relate to that being in that meadow or whatever that person's talking about at that particular time and seeing that.
Yeah,
and I think that's
yeah.
I think that's what I think. And you're a great songwriter yourself, Dave, and I think you try to compromise or try to get on that type of thing too, where you can catch something that not only you love to write about yourself, but that somebody else can relate to, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
I think that's what most songwriters try to get out the door.
Yeah, and it's a great feeling, of course, when you hear back from people that they can relate to it and a song moved them, you know, which is a great, completes the circle, I guess, when you're songwriting. Yes. Don, it has been so great having you on the show. I want to take a few moments again to say the song is Christmas to Me, your new one that you wrote with your producer and co-writer, Brian Dolph. Now, can people download it from your website, or how can they get a hold of the song?
Actually, the one, there's a sample on the website there, but they can also purchase it at iTunes, Amazon, anywhere, that type of thing around the world.
Great.
Digitally for 99 cents or whatever they charge. And then the rest of my songs can be purchased through the website.
DonMurdochMusic.com, and if people want to voice their opinion on Christmas to Me and their thoughts on it, there are different forums online you can go to. You can probably Google it, and there's newspaper links, and you can add to your add your comments or just read what other people are saying about it. It's quite interesting. Don, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great to talk about some of your influences and, of course, the new song, and I wish you all the best as December unfolds and we head into the Christmas season.
Thank you very much, Dave, and can I say to you and your listeners, a very, very, very Merry Christmas.
Wonderful. Very appropriate and great to hear that. Thanks again. My guest has been Colborne, Ontario country artist Don Murdoch. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.